Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Robert Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's pick for health secretary, is set to meet with more than two dozen senators. And ABC's Mary Bruce says Kennedy's views about vaccines will be a key focus.
Some Democrats highlighting Kennedy's other positions that fall outside the medical mainstream, including his opposition to fluoride in public drinking water. But Kennedy could win over some support on the left, especially for his fight against processed foods. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggesting he's open to supporting him.
A former FBI informant set to plead guilty today to lying about a phony bribery scheme involving President Biden and his son Hunter that formed a key pillar of the Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Local lawmakers in the Northeast continue to call for more federal support to deal with drone sightings, and Syria's ousted leader Bashar Assad speaking for the first time since he fled for Russia, saying he never planned to flee and calling the rebels terrorists. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison Alder says she will not run for re-election in the spring. Juliana Bennett represents District 2. She made a blog post saying her name will not be on the ballot. Bennett is one of the women who came forward with harassment allegations against Alder Charles Miadze, who was arrested for strangulation and battery last week. She says she's looking forward to just being a regular 25-year-old. Madison's spring election is April 1st. Middleton has named its new police chief. Stephen Thompson will lead the department. He's most recently been a captain with the New Berlin PD. Middleton Mayor Emily Kuhn said she was impressed with how he wanted to deal with traffic issues going forward as Middleton is growing. Thompson says he wants to focus on community mental health and getting more women on the force. And more Wisconsinites are seeking telemedicine abortion care, even though it's banned by state law. The 1849 abortion law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Now, even after that ban was lifted, the demand for abortion medication via telemedicine stayed high. Shield laws allow providers in states with fewer abortion restrictions to prescribe pregnancy-ending medications, even to patients in states where there are abortion bans. Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield law providers since July 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. In a recent interview, President-elect Donald Trump said he would probably not restrict medication abortion pills during his second term. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast. Putting up some touchdowns early, you know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
The press is in a difficult position. Everyone understands that. That doesn't change the obligation to be straightforward and objective when it comes to Donald Trump.
I would just say, I mean, this feels like it has a real chilling effect, like, I mean, shout out to the standards department. Okay, standards is always making sure that we are keeping the bar high and substantive and accurate. But what George Stephanopoulos said in that interview, I mean, it seems to hold up with what the judge said after the fact. And now his news organization and himself, George Stephanopoulos himself, is paying $1 million of his own money to the lawyers and ABC $15 million. It's insane.
Oh, my God. Go on, Simone Sanders. Thank you. So many wieners this morning. So many cowardly wieners. We're just going to warn you. We hate everyone this morning. Yeah, talking to you, ABC. We're talking to you, Lindy Lee.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, she said it out loud.
Now it's personal.
Okay, now it's out in the open.
She said it out loud.
Oh, and apparently we hate me because I fell for...
Yes.
Platforming Lindy Lee, who is now a turncoat Fox News Democrat basher. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kimberly Johnson apparently never trusted her, so she's going to be screening my dating life from now on. Kimberly Johnson will join us in hour three.
Wasn't there another, like, former Democrat that you used to work with that goes on Fox News a lot now? Who's that, the lesbian lady that you worked with at KFI?
Oh, I was never friends with Tam, no, Tammy Bruce. I'm not taking the blame for that. I'm taking the blame for Disney's broke because of my late night show in 1995, and that's why they paid out Trump, even though they didn't have to, ABC. So I'm going to take blame for that. And I didn't go falconing with Bobby Kennedy, so that's my fault.
And you voted for Reagan.
And I was only three.
You campaigned for Goldwater?
Yes, you did. I was three.
You did campaign.
I was three.
You appeared at the Republican National Convention.
You were there.
Yes.
No, I was not. I was too ugly. They left me at home.
I held you up like Mufasa.
No. Oh, God, no. I was too ugly. They left me home. Me and my brother were home. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just my hot sisters.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
They told your sisters to wear something tight.
I was Cinderella. They're uh-huh. Like, just you stay there, Armenian wolf child. Wow. Okay, listen, we have taken some body blows this weekend in the resistance, but you know what? Everybody, because there are a lot of great warriors in this fight with us.
That's right.
And we're going to, you know what? This is what we say every day, right? Cowardice is contagious, and so is courage.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, as you just said before the show, when Joyce Vance was saying, they would have won this lawsuit.
They would have.
This is a more obeying in advance and kissing the ring. And we were saying it's designed to scare the rest of us to go, oh, we don't have ABC's deep pockets.
Right.
So, you know, because if they're going to pay it off just to avoid a costly lawsuit. And by the way, Trump on cue is already threatening to sue other outlets that give him bad coverage.
That's what he does.
Quote unquote.
That's what he does.
Yep. Right. But this is what happens in the face of cowardice. Like we were saying, George Stephanopoulos did not do anything wrong. He was quoting the judge in the case.
Exactly.
I mean, the fact that we're splitting hairs about someone about to get the nuclear codes, the fact that he was found guilty of sexual assault, not technically rape, but what everybody refers to, why he is an adjudicated rapist, is because the judge
exactly said it
in the sentencing, said it amounts to rape.
Exactly.
You and I said that at the beginning, Jody. How getting penetrated against your will with anything is not rape.
It's rape.
Anyway, which is what the judge said, which is what George Stephanopoulos
He was just quoting the judge.
But so, yeah, they, again, to avoid a costly lawsuit, they bent the knee. And, you know, it just, God, I don't even know. I'm sorry. I did have you print the entire
That's
kind of why I have you say allegedly quite a bit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You know, so that we don't have to pay out.
Everybody says adjudicated rapist because it means the judge said it.
Yeah. You got to say it every time.
Whatever.
Just trying to shield you from a $15 million payout.
All right, fine. Oh, yeah, because I got that. Clearly, this wire doesn't work. That thing doesn't work.
These don't work.
That's broken. Oh, sure. I got that in spare change here. Anyway, but yeah, we will talk to Max Burns, Democratic strategist, wrote that great piece about media infrastructure, Rude Pundit, and Kimberly Johnson.
Yeah.
But as I was saying to you guys before the show, you know what? I will not apologize for platforming strong progressive voices, which I've been doing for 20 years. And as you said, Chris, we have like a 99.9% success rate. Almost everyone in the progressive overall right now came from this show. As Bob Seska calls us, the mothership.
Yes.
And I couldn't be prouder and happier about that. And we have so many strong, amazing progressive voices. You know, we were saying, I get it, people are like, oh, don't fall for people just because they're saying what you want to hear. Well, a lot of people fell for Lindy Lee because, you know, she's young, she's Asian, she's her tweets were, you know, and obviously she had a huge social media following.
She raised a lot of money for the Democrats.
Right. So, you know, obviously we invited her to the table like a lot of people did. And I have to say, John Fugelsang wrote me and said he had her on a couple weeks ago. And he said she seemed nervous and not herself. And, you know, but he didn't see this coming. I mean, a lot of people didn't see this coming because it's really a 180. I mean, she literally now is, I guess, the Fox News official Democrat basher, you know, bashing Biden, bashing Harris. But, you know, she just threw Kamala under the bus. She's like, she ruined it for women. I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
She's saying what Fox News wants to hear.
Yeah, what Fox News wants a Democrat to say.
Right.
So they can say here, you know.
Yep.
And by the way, she's not a Democratic official or in the DNC.
I know, they keep calling her that.
Yeah.
Or she's a fundraiser.
She was not, she didn't run anybody's campaign.
Nope.
So it's a lot of the stuff she's talking about, she doesn't know.
She wasn't a campaign insider.
No.
You know, she was at a lot of the parties and stuff like that. And, you know, so she heard some things maybe in cocktail parties, but she wasn't an insider by any stretch.
Anyway, that was like, and I was saying, I was a little like, a lot of the tweets were like, look at me, look at my, you know, appearances on Fox News, or look how much money I've written. It was like very money-centered, you know. But you think, oh, well, you know, listen, we have former Republicans who we don't agree on anything that would join us in this fight, you know, because I still believe we're in this existential battle of our lives in this country. And I'm like, you know what? Welcome, Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, no, I did not see that. But I'm not going to apologize.
No.
You guys know I've made way worse mistakes in my personal life.
Oh, well, goodness gracious,
I mean, my judgment, pristine. Okay. Those of you that have never been in anybody, get on your high horse and stay there. That's fine. Okay. You know who's still in this fight with us? Hold, please. Yeah, all right.
Uh-oh.
Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Rutabaga.
Oh, our beloved JoJo from Jersey. Trust me, we had some texts this weekend.
Oh, I bet.
About some stuff. She said, as she does, she's a little potty mouth minx,
yes,
as you know. She
I
said,
know.
ABC News, Legacy Media, they can capitulate to that sucker all they want.
Oh, gosh.
It's well past time for something new. There's a hell of a lot of warriors out here fighting the good fight for what is right, and we don't apologize to adjudicated rapists. Thank you, JoJo from Jers. T-Pain, our friend, said the first media outlet that fearlessly stands up to Trump will garner a massive audience and make a tidy profit as well. Well, I got to say, if early evidence, all the Morning Joe viewers are here. So, you know what? and we're not calculating like that. We've always been, you know, we've been fervently Trump, haven't we, from the get? So, you know what? It's just, I think people really are looking to people with platforms. This is why Mark Elias, I think, is such a hero.
Because we live in the United
States.
He's
modeling courage, and he's saying, say it again.
We live in the United States of Mark Elias.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Don't we know someone that knows him that can tell him how much I adore him? Just to the not to the degree that it freaks him out.
Don't climb onto him like a koala.
You'll
scare him.
You know she will.
I know.
I'm not going to leave his head for 4 years. I'm just saying people need leadership more than ever now. They don't want sand, Chris. We need serious people. These are serious times. We need...
People want leadership, Mr.
Not
President.
Sand.
In the absence of genuine leadership, they'll listen to anyone who steps up to the microphone. They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it, they'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage, and when they discover there's no water, they'll drink the sand.
People don't drink the sand because they're thirsty. They drink the sand because they don't know the difference.
Darn it.
Thank you. Yes. Deacon Blues posts, make it make sense. Number one, seniors voted to cut Social Security. Two, men voted against women they say they love. Three, immigrants voted to be deported. Four, the poor voted for tax cuts for the rich. Five, the police voted for a felon.
All of the above.
I know this happens to some degree all the time, people voting against their self-interest, but man, not to this degree, I don't think. I mean, someone was posting about the... This is the problem with printing the entire internet.
Yeah,
it's difficult, isn't it? It gets confusing, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Jody. Thank God there's not somebody that has to print all this. Oh, sorry. No, just about the Gaza issue. It's just, you know, and sometimes I'm too heartbroken to, I told you so, you know? But it's just talking about, like, the latest, whoever, Mike Huckabee saying, you know, there's no such thing as a Palestinian, and Pete, I kill all the Muslims, Hegseth. Mm-hmm. It's just, man, as we keep saying, it is the fastest, you know, find out in the around paradigm I've ever seen. How about this? 2 months ago, he said he didn't know what Project 2025 was. Donald Trump changes tune on Project 2025. It's very conservative and very good. The thing that he knew nothing about and wanted nothing to do with. You remember a month ago? And you believe that, remember? Mm-hmm. You believe that? Oh, how about this? Hey, egg price people. Talking to you. ACS tweets, Trump wants to give the five largest grocery companies in America $1.7 billion by lowering the corporate tax rate to 1.5%. This coming after they made a record $29 billion in profits while millions suffered the high prices. You morons were played again. As a moron that just got played by Lindy Lee, let me just say I have sympathy for you. But, oh my God, it's not going to trickle down. They're not going to pass the savings on to you.
They're going to
be greedy corporate price gouging. Like, who was it? Let me think. Who talked about that? Who was it? Oh, I know. It was Kamala Harris. Talked about a plan to... Not thank you for price gouging. Here's some more money for you. Okay, I feel like you guys are looking at me in some level of alarm or...
Yes, always.
Thank you, Mehdi Hasan. He said, this is why the entire narrative about Dems losing touch with the working class, while Trump apparently showed that he cares for them, is so infuriating. Biden tried to give extra pay to 4 million workers. A Trump-appointed conservative judge just blocked him with no blowback from Trump. And, of course, the media, too scared, cowed into submission to, you know, to talk about it, which is how we got here in the first place. It's just such a vicious circle as to how we got here. How do you think... I'm telling you, when the history of this time is written, and more people, even conservative writers, are saying it, is Biden has the best record in history, practically.
Yes.
On the all of our enemies are weakened, foreign policy, domestically, economically. That was really the key, is that his approval rating. You know, somebody was talking over the weekend about the internals, especially after the debate, that he was going to get killed in a landslide, you know, and so that's why... A lot of what happened, you know, but you're like, how would he not have a low approval rating when it was a solid, I don't know how many years of Biden old, economy bad, Biden old, economy bad, Biden old, economy bad. And then they're like, oh, look at his approval rating. What's going on? You know, and anyway, you know, and then Kamala Harris had a, you know, shorter runway than a drone has. See how I brought that into it?
Yeah, you did.
Drone. Okay.
I see.
You said this is like the Shark Attack summer. This drone.
It totally is.
A nation of conspiracy theory idiots now.
Exactly. Yes.
Trump's like, we gotta shut them down.
Shot them.
We need to shut them down. Yeah, that's. Here's a preview of what his presence can be like. What is that? Huh? Shoot it. Right.
Yes.
What is it? Chris Murphy, whoever was on House Intelligence, is like. Foreign enemies are not going to fly drones over New Jersey so we can shoot them down and get all their...
they're not going to be lit.
No.
Yes, going, look at me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That would be called a Lindy Lee drone. Okay. Hey,
wow.
I hate everyone. It's not like anyone's...
she has your phone number, right?
Yeah. You're in her phone. She's in your phone.
You know she has your phone number.
Listen, I've been hoodwinked. I've been hoodwinked by a lot of ladies, and it never hurts any less.
And a gay dude.
And a gay dude.
We know that too. Okay. Well, yes. Now that I'm thinking about my judgment. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by. You guys aren't going to turn on me, right? I'm going to turn on Fox News.
If I haven't turned on you by now.
Well, I mean, besides the usual turning on me every day, I just mean like in a bigger way.
Okay. I've been with you since 1997.
True, thank you. Okay.
On and off.
I know. The treachery is all out in front, at least, which
right.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
She's very, her all about Eve ambition is very out in the open. It's
sure.
not like she's hiding it.
No, gosh, no.
She's ambitious.
Yeah, the ball bearings on the stairs, you know, it's not like I don't know they're going to be
it's
there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like an amusement park coming down here.
Buggity, wuggity, 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 wuggity.
That's
coming down the stairs.
Swing!
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Okay, 21, both of you, 21 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show, brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Whee!
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe we should just go with Jody Hamilton's judgment from now on.
Oh.
20 years she's been using Credo Mobile.
Yep.
The very first time I did an ad, she's like, I know. I was like, what? Oh. Why did you tell me? The nation's only progressive phone company,
yeah.
Right? This is how you take a stand. This is how you model courage. You get behind a company that's behind you, that's behind your values, right? They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. And you get the largest, most reliable phone network in the country. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam. Go to credomobile.com, type in the code STEF25. You get 25% off your service for 2 years.
What?
Credomobile.com, the code is STEF25. At credomobile.com.
She's your human fox blocker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Push, push in the bush. Push, push in the bush.
Yeah.
Push, push in the bush.
She's in a mood.
Oh my god.
I was too needy even for Bonnie last night.
Push, push in the bush. That's what got her going.
I was too needy even for Bonnie last night. I was like Pepe Le Pewing on her all night. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. And I was like, she's like, get off me. Okay. You know who's still in this fight with us, Chris? Lincoln Project.
Okay.
Trump may have won the election, but he has not won the battle for our nation's soul. The only way he does that is if we stop fighting back, and that will never happen. We will resist, we will expose, and we are already preparing for the fight ahead. Thank you.
Right. Amen.
We welcome all people that are not shameless grifters, mercenary grifters, to our fight. We promise to upgrade our screening process. Okay, let's go to Karen in Chicago. See? Karen,
she got
True Blue Politics, yet another spinoff of the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe.
That's right. Yes, and we just recorded with Frangela last week for our holiday.
Fantastic. I'll do the show. I'll do the show.
Will you?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh, Stephanie. I will email you. Oh,
okay.
My God.
All
I
right.
Just got chills.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm doing John Fugelsang's end of the year show. We're all helping each other. We're all liberal helpers, aren't we?
Because we have to resist it, and part of resistance is noncompliance, and our Democratic leaders need to hear from us. When they do an act of noncompliance and nonconformity, we have to let them know that we appreciate it. When they bend the knee at all, we have got to call them and put pressure on them and say, we're not going to need you.
Yeah,
because
them
if
going,
you're not in the fight with
whether
them.
Whether it's Ro Khanna or whoever going, oh, we can work with Doge. You know, they don't want to cut the things you want to cut. He's like, oh, well, with the defense, we could cut. They're not going to cut defense.
No.
They're going to cut your grandmother's Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
Like, pay attention. Yes. They're not going to, you know, if you're like, oh, yes, we could save money. They're not going to try to save money anywhere you want to. Your values don't align. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. What a crazy story. Police say a couple stole a car with a small child inside. It happened down in Janesville. Someone had run into a gas station and came out to find that their car was gone, but they knew their baby was inside. Can you imagine that panic? Well, it turns out the thieves ditched the toddler on the side of the road. They left them off the curb, still in the car seat, unharmed, but had to be so scared. People saw and called authorities right away, and they were able to track down the people who stole the car. They're now charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, abduction, child abandonment, among other counts. The toddler was quickly reunited with their parent. And Wisconsin has embraced European-style Christmas markets all over the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
The holiday shopping season is underway, and all across Wisconsin, communities have embraced unique holiday markets. With more, here's Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin.
In communities of all sizes, you're actually going to find these European-style holiday markets that are cropping up. Some have been around for decades, others are new, but it's really embracing kind of sort of the traditions of how the season has been celebrated in Europe and bringing it here to Wisconsin. In Sparta, they hold this really popular Chris Kindle market. It's replicating one of those traditional German style markets, and they're full of these local artisans. There's the Chris Kindle market on Broadway in Green Bay. There's the Old World Christmas market at the Ostoff Resort. So great options to support local artisans and have fun while you're doing that holiday shopping.
A full list of Christmas markets and other events is available on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
After the season on the square is over, the Dane County Farmers Market transitions into the holiday market. This Saturday is its last one at Monona Terrace. It's from 7:30 to noon. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Of.
You know, as much as he loves to complain about the media serves him well. They have a, you know, Trump and the media have a symbiotic relationship. And it was interesting that he sort of self-aggrandized and said that, like, he tamed them. And the media is I think it's been tamed. I think he's right that they basically, a lot of people have accepted the fact that, okay, he won. There was a little bit of sort of a passive aggressive thing that he said at the end that, like, I hope they don't turn on me again or we'll have to take them on again. And that sounded a little bit like, you know, it would be a shame if something happened to your
Russians. Exactly.
There was also plausibly denial. And again, that's Trump's key. Like, he sort of sent a message that was like, hey, you know, stay in line. But, you know, he and media, you know, like moths to flame. They love one another. Yep.
We will never stay in line. Never, ever surrender. We shall fight him on beaches, on the whatever in the United States of.
Mark Elias.
Yes, Mark Elias says Trump is a bully and bullies prey on the weak. They understand the power of fear and exploit it. Capitulating to Trump now, even before he's been sworn in, makes you more vulnerable, not less. Thank you, Mark. Yep. You know who will never kiss the ring or anywhere?
Who?
Lord.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not.
Rude. Normally, you and I love a good sea buffet, but not that kind of sea. What is going on with the
cowardice? I don't know.
Cowardice.
I thought you were slandering me, like, you know, won't kiss below. I'm like, I am a kind and generous kisser.
Don't I know it?
Wherever granted permission, I shall kiss.
Don't I know it? From a couple of sleepovers here at Casa Miller. I took him out for sushi that was as tender as...
An angel's labia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he just showed his gratitude.
I used to say it with more enthusiasm, but, you know.
You're sleepy.
Yeah. I'm sleepy. I drove like 10 hours yesterday.
That's a long drive.
Oh, boy.
Just to be on the show.
Thank you. Can I just say, speaking of Mark Elias on Democracy Docket, he posted when he was 28 and living in the Jim Crow South, King gave another less famous speech that speaks to our times. He spoke about the need to confront fear with courage. Here's the quote. It's Martin Luther King.
What?
Is the quote.
Oh, okay, let's see if I can do this.
Courage breeds creative self-affirmation. Cowardice breeds destructive self-abnegation. Courage faces fear and thereby masters it. Cowardice represses fear and is thereby mastered by it. So we must constantly build dikes of courage to warn off the flood of fear.
you said dikes of courage.
That's me. I am a dyke of courage.
I was sitting here going, do I dare say
you collided. That's
why I picked that quote. Uh-huh. Not just because it's Martin Luther King. Okay. We must constantly build dykes of courage to ward off the flood of fear. I will be your dyke of courage through this entire dark ages. Rude.
You know what you do with a dyke. You have to stick your finger.
Yeah.
Oh,
rude, Louise.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, where's the lie?
He took something beautiful and made it dirty.
Where's the lie, though?
All right. I encourage you to stick your finger in this dyke of courage and stand with me during this dark time. All right. Rude.
Yes.
All of that is so wrong.
What is this show about?
I don't know.
Historically, the show the week before vacation is very
loose.
That's one way to put it.
Freeform.
Yeah.
More than usual.
You know, that makes it easier to stick the finger in the
back. Like, I'm going to have an FTC license anyway.
No. It'll be great when you're just talking into a can in the Trump re-education can.
Uh-huh.
You
know? Yeah.
Just to you on the other can of the string.
Yeah.
And 38 after, and here's Rude Pundit. You're like, you don't need to tell me what time it is. It's just you and me. Okay.
But it won't be daylight savings time.
No. God. Yes, I guess that was to distract from bringing back polio. Oh, Jesus. Okay. But Rude, we were just saying, I mean, this whole obeying in advance, you know, ABC, they would have won this suit. I mean, this is, you know, what the actual bending the knee looks like and being scared that went down to Mar-a-Lago. Like, you know, ABC executive. It's just, oh, my God. It is. And I think we're going to, you know, we were talking about Lindy Lee. Everybody's been talking about that or being on, you know, Fox bashing Democrats now. We're going to have these disappointments, right? I mean, can I just say, what is going on? I guess I'm used to Bernie Sanders being all over the place, like, you know, taking credit for Democratic wins and then bashing them when they're down. But, like, I think we have him saying that he should, Biden should pardon the J6 people, but he criticized them for pardoning Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that.
I don't think Bernie said. I think Bernie said was attacking Trump for wanting to pardon.
Yes, he was. What I'm saying is he attacked Biden also for pardoning Hunter Biden, which I just don't agree with. I just feel like, you know, what's the saying? We have to hang together or we're going to hang separately. Like, we can't. I don't understand that Trump pardoned, I don't know, 200 and something rogues gallery of murderers and war criminals and God knows what. Right.
Yeah, the literal war criminals he punished. War criminals, by the way, that Pete Hegseth supported.
Yeah.
And who has always been supportive of war criminals. And so, yeah, he doesn't even believe there should be war crimes. But now I'm distracted like Trump. So I don't understand. You know what also disappoints me is that George Stephanopoulos didn't quit.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a perfectly reasonable thing at that point to say, you know what, if this is what we're going to do, if I have to personally apologize,
well,
then...
It's that David Frum's reaction was completely on point for, you know, Mika Brzezinski apologizing for him for something he said. Then he said, it's my face on the screen, my name on the chyron. His joke was completely on point. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, but this is what, you know, and then he wrote the piece about the climate of fear that causes this. Right.
Right. And, you know, yes, we are going to see people who turn, people who decide
who are scared,
want to glom onto whoever is in power and ride that. And but, you know, it's not just that. It's also the weakness of the people that are replying. You know, it's sort of like these bendings of the knee. Get more play because the actual resistance is so milquetoast. You know, what is it that Hakeem Jeffries tweeted something like Trump promised to lower prices. He'd better do it. Like, really, man, that's the best you got.
Well, that's what I'm, you know, when people are like, you know, saying, oh, well, he can't do that. I don't know. Do we know that yet? Do we know if it's going to matter? I mean, you know, we're talking about, like, he can't just revoke birthright citizenship. It's like, you already have, what's his F, the Republican senator? Like, you know, there's, like, weasel words about how, you know, I mean, trust me, they will figure out how to do anything they can, whether it's executive order or whatever. I mean,
the fun part's going to be when the courts tell them that they can't, for instance, that they can't deport all of these people. That they defy the courts. That's
right.
When it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. Okay, where is this crisis going? And because he will say he can defy the courts, and again, he will cite that Supreme Court decision in the January 6th case again and again and again, and he will say that gives him the ability to do whatever he wants. Courts, laws, whatever, be damned.
Hang on. I was trying to find, you know, because obviously I have a silver lining stack now, because you know how I am. I like my happy, clappy.
You got to see some.
But we were talking about, you know, again, seems like Chris Ray was also bending the knee, obeying in advance, you know, rather than fighting it. But so it was Sarah Isger, who on Threads everybody was talking about. She said, fact, Director Ray's resignation effective January 21st prevents Trump from naming Kash Patel as acting FBI director. Under the Vacancies Reform Act, Trump has to pick someone who is either Senate confirmed or has been at the senior pay level at the agency for 90 days before the vacancy occurred. So if the vacancy occurs before Trump has been in office for 90 days, he can't pick Patel. I hope so, but are any of the normal rules going to apply? Like, will he respect any rule or law?
No, because he's going to use the idea of an invasion on the southern border, mm-hmm. like Bush used weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
He's going to use it a lie to justify everything that he does.
Declare an emergency, declare martial law. Can I just say, South Korea, not only did they shut that down by dinner, they impeached and removed him already.
yeah. Well, at least
that's how it's done.
Process was, you're impeached, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't, and now let's hold a trial.
Yeah, now Mitch McConnell, polio survivor, warning of the dangers of Donald Trump and polio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, dude, you know, it's Mitch McConnell is the guy in the hot dog costume going, we're all just trying to find out who crashed the hot dog mobile. I think you should leave the Tim Robbins.
Okay. So many great, you know, posts about this, Rude, but it really is the ridiculousness of where we find ourselves. Jeff Tiedrich said, imagine a country so furious about drag performers that it voted for polio. I mean, Bob Seska said the polio vaccine will be replaced with Brondo because we are literally in the idiocracy as much as we ever could have imagined, right?
Yeah, and it's like you know what's worse than whatever whatever you think a vaccine can do, it's polio.
Yeah.
It's like if you are actually sitting there saying and you know Trump in his Meet the Press interview a week ago, Kristen Welker asked him specifically, and he was like, well, polio vaccine, that's been very successful. You'd have to work pretty hard to convince me. And I'm like, no, that's not the answer. The answer is I will never.
He told you on the camp, I'm going to let Bobby go crazy with the medicines. And so now the guy that advises Bobby is saying, let's revoke the polio vaccine. I mean,
it was ridiculous. Welker kept trying to say to him about autism, the connection, about how it was one study that was discredited and revoked, and he was like, well, it used to be only one in a million people had autism, and now it's one in 100. And it's and you know, she just keeps trying. First of all, the number is far off, but it's also she's saying, yeah, because we can diagnose it better. Medicine advances.
People don't even know when you see pictures of braces. It's, you know, leg braces. It's because it makes you, you know, end up in a wheelchair or dead. You know, measles aren't an iron lung. Yeah,
because you can't breathe on your own.
Mumps makes you deaf. Like, it's like we forget the horrors of these diseases.
Measles will do.
Yes, because they've been gone for so long. I mean, Dr. Mary Brandt tweeted, "I've seen a child with tetanus. I've treated near fatal infections after chickenpox. I pronounced children dead from COVID whose parents refused to have them vaccinated. We have lost our minds, and we're about to lose so many of our precious children." I mean,
Yeah, I can't wait for the unfairness of keeping smallpox jailed.
Yeah.
Free the smallpox, all creatures. I pardon smallpox.
Yeah, Mia Farrow said, I had polio when I was 9. I was taken from my parents, placed in a hospital for contagious diseases, the polio ward. I would see them once a week through the glass window at the end of my ward. I couldn't walk. It was terrifying. Kids died. Iron lungs were awful. Don't let RFK Jr. ban the vaccine. This waking nightmare just never ends, does it? You just think, wait, what did I just read?
Yeah. And again, it is all because of one single study. There is no scientist in the world, no medical scientist in the world that would say you have to transform your policy, even if that was a legit study, that you would transform an entire, you know, generations and generations of successful policy because of a single study. You have to be able to repeat it. You have to be able to show all these things. And it's just, no, this one guy said.
Yeah. I mean, here's our discussion that's been all morning and will be maybe for the rest of our lives about people voting against their own self-interest. But also, I don't know what. Disinformation, a new AP NORC poll, just 2 in 10 Americans approve of Trump's pick of Hegseth for defense. 2 in 10 approve of Gabbard. 3 in 10 approve of Bobby Kennedy. Well, how many people keep going, well, I didn't vote for the... He said it all.
Yes,
he said it. He told you. And now there's, you know, it's just, I mean, story after story, whether it's farmers, whether it's Mike from Pennsylvania said, missing from the exit polls from the election is a measure of how many people protesting over Gaza either didn't vote at all, voted for a third party candidate, or left the presidential slot blank, or voted for Trump. I hope they survive long enough to regret their mistake. So now we've got, because, oh, by the way, somebody... They said, oh, he said, still waiting for free Palestine protesters to go after Trump like they went after Biden and Harris. Where are you at now? Trump tacked Huckabee for ambassador. There's really no such thing as a Palestinian. Trump himself isn't ruling out Israel's annexation of the West Bank. I mean, most of us with critical thinking could have seen this coming. The question of our ages is going to be, why didn't all those people?
Yeah. As for the protest, by the way, I'll just say that that one of the things that happened in the post-protest, after the protest, was the banning of these protests. So you know, now
saying they're
going to
deport those protesters.
Right.
He said
right,
that.
Right. So, but now that it's Trump, it's like you know, I think that it's like, well, okay, you know, universities, you probably should have let those protesters protest.
Yeah. Oh, rude. What a state. All right, well, you know what? Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
Yes.
This is our last week before vacation.
Hey, that's excellent.
And Hanukkah starts on Christmas this year.
It does.
Oh, fantastic.
Hanukkah starts on Christmas?
Yep. I believe so.
Huh? Wow.
Oh, you know what that means. End times. Rapture.
Yeah, I was going to say the Jews. Don't they just take everything?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Jews are now taking our Christmas from us.
Coming in a drone to take your Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. We love you.
So we will talk to you in the new year.
See you in the new year.
All right. Have a good vacation.
Okay.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
All right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom from Religion.
Uh-huh. It's a thing.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. Oh, let's hope those aren't just a happy memory. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more from now through December 31st. You can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today. Free Thought. Wow. Advocacy and the satisfaction of knowing you are standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. Don't wait. 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this nightmare is going, I ain't never getting married.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Listen, we more than ever, we need to feel like we can make a difference, right?
Yep.
This is how you start, right? You support the people, the companies that represent your values. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. It is so easy to switch. You bring your current phone and your current number, and bam, you are with a company that has given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, just like you are. Right? Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, March for Our Lives, all of the folks we love.
And you get to vote on it every month.
You get to vote where your money goes.
What did you vote for this time?
Planned Parenthood.
Yes. Very nice. Thank you. Yes, you get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And as I said, bring your easy peasy phone, bring your current number, bam, there you go, CredoMobile.com. And you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. Sonia tweets, I miss the days when everything old is new again meant bell bottoms and juicy tracksuits, not polio and the Great Depression.
No.
Yes.
I'm nostalgic for certain things too, but not iron lungs.
For juicy tracksuits?
Yeah, remember those?
I do. Are you going to wear them again?
No, I never wore those. No. Okay. Let's go to
one. Dutch hats.
Kevin in Indiana. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Stephanie, Jody, Chris. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah to all of you.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you.
And just a reminder,
yes.
As a recovering addict, everyone knows what relapse is. We have just relapsed with Trumpy, Shallow Vance. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, just keep going and don't give up.
Yeah,
and
you know, Kev.
That's my message for today, and I love you guys.
I love you, too. I love you, too. We're having Donna Halper on this week, media historian, friend of Bob Seska, friend of ours.
She's a big rush.
But he did the great interview show with her this week, and he has such a great question because we always talk about the pendulum swinging back, and he said, is there still a pendulum? And we'll find out Donna's whole answer on that because it does feel to a lot of us that we're just in really uncharted territory here in America. I mean, the pendulum always does swing back, but have we broken the pendulum? Is there a pendulum?
Is the clock broken?
Right. Max Burns wrote the great, Democratic strategist, wrote the great piece we talked about media infrastructure last week. So we are going to talk to him. We're going to fix this. Yeah. We're going to have America all fixed by the end of, by 9 o'clock Eastern. I mean,
West Coast.
Pacific time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eastern would be noon.
Sure.
But not daylight, soon.
Okay. Max Burns next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees remain the focus on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr. will meet with more than two dozen senators this week. But as those meetings continue, ABC Stephen Portnoy says there's another priority, keeping the government funded. Text of a short-term agreement did not materialize over the weekend.
5 days before a shutdown deadline, there's still no agreement on enhanced aid to cash-strapped farmers. There is still hope for a deal and just enough time to get it onto President Biden's desk if the text can be released quickly. It's expected a short-term stopgap would keep government agencies funded through mid-March to allow time for the new Congress and the Trump administration to come up with a broader spending package that reflects their priorities.
Elected leaders from several northeastern states continue to call on the federal government to give them more resources to address drone sightings. In his first statement since fleeing to Russia, ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad said he never wanted to flee but left when it became too dangerous to stay. This is ABC News.